Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, I am Mike Hoss. Bobby Hebert joining us in studio at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. So we're going to, you know, we're going to shake things up here a little bit, do things a little differently. Don't be, you know, might shock you a little bit. We're going to let Bobby lead things off. Bobby's got a couple of questions for you as we begin tonight's show. Everybody, take it easy.
Take a deep breath.
Keep your seats.
Yeah, take a deep breath. Coach, what are like you most frustrated about right now? Because, you know, you played football throughout your life as a little kid. Played at the highest level at Boise State, what you're able to achieve. And the bottom line is what you're most frustrated about right now, because to me, it has to be something like you might wake them in the night and say, man, I'm having a nightmare. But what are you most frustrated about right now?
Yeah, we're just not giving ourselves the opportunity to win a couple of these games. And it's obviously frustrating. These guys put all they can into this thing each and every week. We know how challenging this thing is from a player's perspective, mentally and physically. And we're not playing enough winning football. We're not, this game we can make it as complicated as we want it to be. The fundamentals show up so many times. And so we have to be a much more fundamentally sound team and give ourselves a chance. And, you know, when you look at it from an offense perspective, we got to be able to run the football. We got to be able to sustain drives and give ourselves opportunities there. And so obviously, the focus for me is on finding the solutions for this, getting better as a coach, getting better, navigating this thing for our guys, because, they work hard and they got to feel success, and they certainly deserve it based off how hard they play, but we just haven't gotten there.
Now, Coach Moore, look, after every game, this happens north, south, east, west, all, different fan bases in National Football League, even, college football. After every game, I host a, Saints post-game show, and I talk to Saints fans around the Gulf South and across the country to Who Dat Nation. And, Coach, fans are just very frustrated right now. Some are angry, and, people always want answers. What is your message to Saints fans, and what can you give them to hold on to when you see that light at the end of the tunnel? Hopefully you're not telling them, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's a train coming right at you. That there is a hope of light at the end of that tunnel. So, how would you describe? What would be your message to the fans?
Yeah, no question. I think we are right there with the same frustration. We all want the same things. We're all going for the same the goals and aspirations. And so, while it's frustrating, yes, we have to look at it from a tangible viewpoint. Younger guys getting better. Younger guys growing. Sometimes we got to navigate a few things and go through some storms. And, I think teams that go through these storms together, there's a lot of examples of this throughout the history of the NFL and professional sports. And you come out of it a really resilient, tough team that, has a ton of success on the back end of it. But it's never fun to go through a storm, but we're unfortunately going through one. And so We're going to navigate this. We're frustrated each and every moment until we finally taste that success, and we're going to get there.
So, Coach, in the storm, right, you know, when I had troubles, my first phone call was to my dad, right? He passed a couple of years ago, and I'd cut off an appendage to talk to him again. So in this storm, you want support, right, but you also want straight talk. Right? Who's your first phone call? Who has your ear? Who's your support?
I think our staff. We have a really good staff. For us to team up on this, our goal is always to find solutions. We look at ourselves first from a coaching staff perspective. And obviously, you know, with our leadership here, Nikki and I obviously talked a lot as we kind of go through this journey. And, we're all shooting for the same aspirations. And so we're going to find the solutions as we go here. And we obviously have urgency to get there quickly. There were certainly a few players. I think there's players that you can recognize that took a step, you know, through this game, an unfortunate game collectively. But there were some guys that took some steps. And we got to lean into those and correct the things that we need to correct and keep moving. That's simply the opportunities we have ahead of ourselves.
And it kind of is what it is. I don't know your wife. You have four kids. And so 1-8, you know, and they went from Philly in a Super Bowl. It's not easy. New Orleans is a great town. They are going to embrace you. But it's also, it's tough, right? I mean, going to the grocery store, going to school, has it just been, you know, you missed Halloween. You were in L.A. So it's, you know, they knew what they were getting into, and they married a coach. But it's tough on the whole family.
We're just doing everything we can to win a football game. And obviously that's our goals and aspirations. Everyone, I think, wants the same thing, you know, from players, coaches, fans, everyone. We're all shooting for the same goal.
You know, Coach Moore, when I look at this, and I guess this might be more for Coach Staley, but obviously, you being the head coach, I'm sure you communicate this with him. And, you know, Saints fans have asked me, Bobby, I don't care if it was Dennis Allen or Brandon Staley, we never covered a freaking tight end. Now, I heard of Higbee, but then you got the draft pick with Ferguson, Allen, Higbee, and then Parkinson. Sound like a law firm. I've said that. They had 10 catches, 114 yards. Why have we struggled? I'm sure you talk to Coach Staley. Why have we struggled? And I can ask this to Mickey Loomis, too. It was Dennis Allen, I'm telling you, or Brandon Staley. We have never, even when Derek Carr was the quarterback for the Raiders, we couldn't cover the tight end. Well, why are we struggling to cover the tight end position?
They did a really good job. I think if you connect all the dots, they ran the ball well. It allowed them to get in some play-action football. They got in some movements, the play-action where the QB's rolling out, and they were able to get some completions to the tight ends because of it. And then they got some third down matchups that they were able to take advantage of. And they played a ton in that game with three tight ends on the field, something that they obviously felt compelled to do. They're leaning into more and more as their season has progressed, and they're able to take advantage of it.
Now, Coach Moore, I thought I like your strategy here because we've been outscored in the first quarter now 75-16. So we're always chasing points. So you win the toss, you receive the opening kick, and you want to get off to a fast start. And obviously, you know, it's not winning football. 13 points the last two games total. But I don't know. I was discouraged from the get-go. I know you weren't because you in the heat of the moment. But three and out, three and out, three and out. No, somehow that I think fans ask me, Bobby, can we look how many minutes we've actually been leading this season? Can we get off that fast start? And I think that's going to be critical when we go to Carolina, is that somehow to figure out, can we get off to a first start? Now, ultimately, you want to be winning after the fourth quarter. But I'm like, right now, I just want to be winning after the first quarter.
Yep, I agree. I'm right there with you. We obviously took the football with the intent of we got to feel what it feels like to have a lead in the game. We haven't had enough of those. We got to start faster. We got to execute at a higher level. I got to find a way to create those opportunities for our guys because obviously we're not there. We're not getting it done at the beginning of the games, and we got to find a solution.
Need to take a quick break. You are listening to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. We will be back after this. Bobby Hebert, Mike Haas, and Kellen Moore here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, I'm Mike Hoss. Bobby Hebert is at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. And Coach, you spoke earlier, and I know it's been an issue, and that has been kind of the tackling. But this question might take a follow-up or two, but I want to make sure I got the numbers right. And that is, how many times, like if you wanted to work on tackling during the season, and if you can have full padded practice, and the way if the numbers are correct, in the regular season, you can have 14 regular season padded practices, but 11 of the 14 have to come in the first 11 weeks, and then the remaining three in the final 6 weeks. Is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
And so, that being said, so you had week 10, Carolina, week 11 is a bye, then week 12, Atlanta. And I'm not saying this is the answer. I'm saying, is that something you have to look at judiciously when you're trying to kind of work on tackling and you want to do things, but you can only do so many things based on what you've already done from a padded practice standpoint?
Yeah. The way our schedule works, every Wednesday has been a padded practice. Obviously that's your highest opportunity to practice, you know, the physical component from a fundamental standpoint, the tackling, the blocking, the ball security, just the high level of physicality that needs to drill those things. And so we've been able to do that each Wednesday. Obviously, the rules shift gears as we kind of head into the back end of this year. And so coming out of our bye week, you know, you're kind of limited to a couple, only three more opportunities. And so we do have to be smart about when to utilize those just so we can maximize the opportunity because we want to take advantage of those. But again, it's something that, you know, whether you're in pads or whether you're not in pads, you got to use every possible tool you can to continue to emphasize tackling.
Well, you know, Coach, I look at when you emphasize in tackling, come on, you don't get to the National Football League and you don't know how to tackle. You got to want to tackle. You got to want to tackle. Sometimes it might be painful to tackle. I know the Bengals could be working on tackling every day and it might not work out. That big play, chunk play they gave up against the Bears, come on, they throw a shoulder in there? Well, what are you doing? You got to tackle. So you got to want to tackle. I don't know. I just had to make that comment. You know who wants to tackle and was outstanding? Given opportunity. How about Jonah Williams? Jonah Williams here. He's on a practice squad. You activate him. Coach Taylor's familiar with him. He has three total tackles, two unassisted, a sack, quarterback hurry, two tackles for a loss. Now, that Who Dat Nation fans look at Jonah Williams. Now, he was playing with a lot of heart, given the opportunity. And here's I can see why he's a five-year veteran from Weber State. You know, where did he come from? You know, he's been with the Rams, Detroit. We get him here. I had to acknowledge in the postgame Jonah Williams. You know who's a diamond in the rough? He was a flat-out diamond. I got to give a lot of credit. And, he, you know, opportunity to be active and play in the game. He wasn't going through the motions.
No, he took advantage of an opportunity. Obviously, he was inactive the week before. Ridgeway had the illness heading into the game, and so he really got the late call up. And for him to respond the way he did was just a phenomenal performance. Obviously, Jonah's a really steady player. He's really smart. He plays the way you want every player to play, and so I thought he certainly had an impact on this game.
Now, Coach Moore, looking at Tyler Shough, everybody has to have a first game. An opportunity, same poise to me. He didn't seem overwhelmed. But your first impressions, you played the position. When you're young, the transition, high school, college, and you're going into the pros. But I thought Tyler Shough, now he's behind the eight ball, but I thought he handled things well. When you looked at the film, and, you can critique him and all, but what were your observations, your first impressions?
I felt like there was a lot of solid in his first start as an NFL quarterback. Ultimately, we collectively did not get it done. I felt like he didn't allow the circumstance to dictate how he played in a positive manner. He stayed steady through the whole thing. I think one big thing you always look at for quarterbacks is how they handle the pocket. I thought his eyes were up. I thought he had a couple of really good examples of stepping up in the pocket to make plays downfield, which is a big part of playing quarterback in this league. You can't run back behind these guys. These edge rushers are going to get you. Before the end of half, I thought that drive was phenomenal. Him stepping up in the pocket, he found CO, then he found Dewan for the touchdown. And so there are certainly some things I think he can keep stacking, and I thought he managed it well.
So, Coach, I know, obviously, if you had these answers, you would fix them. But as you look at this defense against the run, and it's a copycat league, and the Rams did it. Bears ran fairly well, not as well as the Rams. The Rams had 171 yards, didn't? It was like death by 1,000 cuts, right? I mean, Kyren Williams averaged 4.6 yards a carry, Corum 4.5 yards a carry, but overall, they just 5 and 6 yards every time they touch it, just it wears you out. So, how do you stop that?
Yeah, I think you start with run game's a collective effort. It takes all 11. You have to be very much assignment sound. You have to play in your gap. You can't create creases, can't create opportunities. You got to tackle really well. And then there's a play style to it. You got to be physical. It's a physical, dirty game sometimes in the run game. You got to be willing to get dirty and get physical and make some stops in that situation to put them in some obvious passing situations. And we didn't do that well enough in this game.
Need to take another break. We will come back and move ahead just a little bit as we talk about the West Coast to East Coast trip. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. And now moving briefly on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard, Moving and Warehousing First in Service. And that would be L.A. West Coast, Charlotte East Coast, lots of airtime. And so Carolina, and you and I talk about this, Coach, almost every week or whenever it's important. And that is, hey, two touchdown underdogs. And that's exactly what Carolina was in Green Bay. And they go in there, not impressively, but do enough to do what they got to do. They win 16-13, and they were a two-touchdown underdog. But, it begins with Rico Dowdle, right? 735 yards. This defense, your defense, has faced a lot of explosive passing. This is an explosive runner, 520-plus, 240-plus, 150-plus. I mean, that's where it begins with Carolina.
Carolina has found a formula that's been working really well. You know, I think their defense has always been steady. They're playing opportunistic football, and then they're running the football. Rico was in Dallas when I was there, and he's a really physical runner. He's playing as well as he ever has. He's playing with physicality, and he's having a huge impact on this little run that they've been able to carry.
You know, Coach Moore, looking at the last two games, speaking of the running game, you know, look at our rushing attempts. Again, I know, man, you did it with Saquon and the Eagles. And now you have to be maybe playing with a lead and you're controlling the ebb and flow in the tempo. But only 14 rushing attempts. We averaged 4.1, but only 57 yards. And up until Taysom Hill had that nice power run for 29 yards, that was our first down. Why have we struggled to run so much? I'm not talking about even the average. I'm talking about, like, splash plays, chunk plays. And what I mean by that, a run of 20 yards or more. Now, I thought we'd see more of this, what Alvin Kamara did against the Cardinals. I want to say it was like an 18 or 19-yard touchdown run. But no, it has not been. That was the longest run we've had. Really, we had the halfway point when I look at it, when Taysom had that 29-yard run. And it did give us a spark. Why have we not been able to maybe get those splash or chunk runs? Because we always talk about in the passing game, those big splash plays in the passing game. But I've been discouraged why we've not been able to get those chunk runs of like 20-plus.
Yep. Yeah, you're right on it. We're not able to create explosive runs right now. That's a collective effort, but certainly we got to put ourselves in those situations, and we got to create some. And it takes all 11. It takes the perimeter blocking. Takes the ability to make a play in space, you know, break a tackle, and we gotta obviously be cleaner up front. I think this game was a great tale of really inefficient first down running game, puts you in a little bit of a challenging situation. You know, we weren't able to create the rhythm that allows you to run the football, you know, on first down and then second down and play third and short, and now your rush attempts start building as they go, and you know, that's ultimately how we want to play. We need to play, but we got to be clean on first down.
Now, Coach Moore, I guess all coaches around the league, are they talk about, you know, takeaways come in bunches. Or, you know, how do all of a sudden we're plus five, and you look at now we're minus four for the season. And I don't know, can you put a finger on this, or how do you address this to the team? Because all of a sudden, the last three games, at 4-4-2, we've had 10 turnovers. And you know that's not winning football. We cannot, the margin of error, we cannot afford to do that. So what is your take? How do you address that to the team? Because that was not a concern or an issue. We were not turning over the football at the beginning of the season. But like I said, the last three games we've had 10 turnovers.
Yeah, they got the big turnover in the third quarter. They got the strip attempt. You know, they were able to create the turnover there on the rush attempt. And so that was a huge missed out for us. Ultimately, we only had one drive in that third quarter. They controlled the entire third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, obviously, Tyler threw you know, an interception. It was a fourth down call. He's trying to make a play. And so, you know, obviously, I understand the context in which that one was in. But ultimately, we got to protect the football, and we got to go take this thing away. And so we're not creating those opportunities on the defensive side. We're not attacking the football. And, you know, but we're not putting ourselves in those situations to attack it.
Coach, it was a little hard to discern the severity of both Cesar Ruiz and Jack Stoll because they went in the tent. They both got on separate carts, went in different portals, out portals, in portals. What is the latest with those two injuries and how much time they could miss?
Yeah, Cesar will be fine. Our two concerns are Tolley and Jack. And so, you know, they both have high ankles, and so this will be a week-to-week thing. We'll see, you know, if they're available this week. If not, we'll have this week the bye week, and then we'll see how it progresses in the next couple weeks. And so, you know, bummer situation for those two guys. I thought, you know, Jack's always obviously does a lot on teams, plays a really valuable role there. And then Tolley, I thought he's had a couple really good games. He's been progressing well, and you know, it's a challenging situation, but those guys will come back.
Now, you know, Coach Moore, have you ever been in a game? Because, you know, the numbers can lie, but, boy, I was looking at, if I just saw this, and no way we'd come away with a win. We had 10 total first downs. We were 22% on third down. We were 33% in the red zone, not one of three. And we only had freaking 40 plays. What? Come on.
Yeah.
For 40 plays, I mean, have you ever been part of that? Probably not.
No. 40 plays, whatever formula you create, if you run 40 plays on offense, it's not going to be a successful day. And, that takes us extending drives and having success and moving the ball and sustaining it. So.
Well, Coach, it's back to work again. Carolina, your second division game. And, again, they've done well. Winning in Green Bay and Lambeau Field, not easy. So we appreciate your time. I know it's not easy. I know 1-8 is not fun for anybody in that building. We know how hard you're working. And good luck this week.
Thanks, guys.
Well, let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. When we come back on the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, we will talk with Senior Offensive Assistant Scott Linehan. He'll join us to talk about the Saints offense, the Panthers coming up, and how to fix some of these issues that are there. That is coming up next right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, and happy to have Scott Linehan on with us, the senior offensive assistant, some 36 years in coaching, 17 in the NFL, has been a head coach, been at LSU. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here. You're making me feel old, though.
Worry about it. You're with Bobby and me, so you ain't.
But
the
you
old,
might be old.
You ain't the oldest
old,
cat on the air. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you might be old, but a lot of wisdom.
That's right.
You know,
that's
you,
right.
You've been there, done that.
So yeah, I guess before we do get started, so that we kind of everybody can kind of understand, can you talk a little bit about just really the roles and responsibility of a senior offensive assistant?
Yeah, the way it was defined, I talked to Kellen, you know, a lot over the last couple of years when I knew he was maybe going to be in line to be a head coach and all that stuff. I said, hey, listen, I got a lot of things I think I can offer you if there's ever a position, because, you know, I remember being in his shoes. I wasn't quite as young as he is now, but I remember thinking how valuable it was to have experienced coaches around me when I was in that position, and you know, just to be a resource for, you know, anything from, you know, organization of the week, you know, things that you do, organization of your staff, you know, what roles everybody has, you know, just kind of suggestions in that regard. And that was more off-season stuff. And during the season, you know, I'd stay about a half a week ahead of our opponents. So I start studying, you know, next week's opponents. I was on Carolina last week on Thursday, and so I spent a couple of days with them and our pro scouting people to get a head start on them. In fact, my meeting with the offensive staff is currently right now. They're waiting for me to step in there and when I'm finished to give them a little pre-report on what Carolina's doing and all that stuff. So I think there's some value to that, especially just from, you know, a schematic standpoint and strategy standpoint and those kind of things, and talking about, you know, the matchups that are going to be matchups we need to be aware of, and, you know, all the things that are go into the, you know, the early part of game planning. And then, you know, during the week, I spend time with the staff. I meet with them. We do the game plan preparation. First, second down starts today and you know, finishes through tomorrow. And then we get working on third downs, and then we get working on red zone. So I do a kind of a separate report on that, just because, you know, that's what I did for a living for 36 years. You know, that's the area I think I can at least attempt to be most valuable.
Well, Scott, all the football that you've witnessed and been a part of, and I've watched a lot of football. We've all been a part of you know, football at the highest level. I don't know. I look at the Bills game. You know, we're fighting. We're hanging in there. I look at the Rams game when we made it 20-10. But I don't know. Both those games seem like they were just playing around with us. You look, it's pros versus pros. But I think the Rams even did it more convincingly. At times, I don't know, it looked like that we were playing checkers and like the Rams were playing chess.
Yeah, I get that. It's those weren't our best days. You know, we're definitely fighting. I think our you know, spirit and competition was there. I think, you know, at some point as we move through this, and I've been through it, you know, that quarterback that played for the Rams yesterday had a pretty good day, and I was part of his rookie season as a quarterback in the NFL when he took over for a team that, you know, previously the season before didn't win a game. So after this many games in 2009, I think he had the same record that Tyler Shuck has right now as a quarterback, but counting Spencer in that as well. So, you know, we've got to obviously improve from where we are. You know, the results do matter. We can't focus on them as much because we've got to find some victories in our improvement. And I think what we do now is what matters. You know, there were some bright spots. I thought Tyler hung in there really good yesterday. That wasn't a great early environment for him, you know, as far as like, you know, was he going to have a comfortable pocket and all those kind of things. He's really playing maybe one of the best defenses in the National Football League in his first start as a rookie. And so I thought he hung in there good. I thought he made some really nice decisions and throws, you know, at the end of the game with his interception, you know, fourth down. I mean, you can't really hardly blame the guy. He's trying to make that play. You know, he wouldn't have tried to do that if it wasn't that situation. And so, I think what we've got to do is, you know, just keep going back to the drawing board. We've got to, number one, we got to eliminate, you know, we can't turn the ball over. We're doing a nice job of that until we had this three-game stretch where we just turned the ball over too much. You're not going to win games whether you're, you know, in a better position and you've got a better situation. You know, if you turn the football over, you're not going to win. And that's what kind of derailed us from where we were in our, you know, competitive approach to the games when we were protecting it better prior to that.
You know, that was part of the question, Scott, I was going to ask you. Of all the quarterbacks you've worked with and a number, you got a lot of skins on the wall. You mentioned Matthew Stafford and his first experience in the National Football League. How would you view, like, Tyler Shuck? You know, yeah, Spencer Rattler, maybe you can compare him. you know, maybe you might not want to do that. You know, a lot of times, who can compare to him? Like, for instance, like Mendoza, right now at Indiana, he's getting ready to come out. You look at a quarterback's mobility and all that, and how he can spin it. I remember, I'm telling you right now, I said Jared Goff when he was at Cal, I said that dude is going to, as an NFL quarterback, I could just tell his presence, how he utilizes play action. So I look at Jared Goff where he's at now. And, you know, you might not necessarily be with that first team. You look where Sam Darnold's out is at right now. Look at that game you had with the Seahawks last night against the Washington Commanders. But how would you view a comparison or that maybe like with a Tyler Shuck or even a Spencer Rattler?
Yeah, you know, but both those guys, Tyler and Spencer, you know, first of all, Spencer did some really good things, played really good football in his stretch. You know, towards the end when we had a couple games where the turnovers became an issue, and then, you know, we're giving, obviously, giving Tyler a run at it now. I think both these guys have very, very bright futures. And you mentioned a lot of names there of guys that, you know, people tend to forget where they were when they first were playing in this league. There's a lot of them were standing on the sidelines or had been replaced for other alternatives and, you know, moved on to team after team. And that, you know, that's kind of the way the league works. You know, I remember Jared Goff's first year at the Rams, you know, it wasn't pretty for him, you know, and he's not one of the premier guys in the league, you know, and you, Sam Darnold, you mentioned all these other guys, you know, it's, I think the fair comparison is where they are in their careers. You know, they're just starting. These guys are going to continue to improve. They've got the right stuff and the makeup. They're great preparers. They understand the game well. You know, as they just keep plugging along and not losing heart, they're going to end up being really, really good players in this league. And we're excited about both those guys.
So, Coach, as we look kind of through, because we focus so much on the quarterback, but when we talk about the running game, like when you were Dallas, man, you had Dak and Tony Romo, but you also had Ezekiel Elliott, Darren McFadden, DeMarco Murray. When you were at St. Louis, you had Steven Jackson. So, man, I guess the overall question is, what is the most frustrating part about being 1-8, and is it the kind of ability, you see what you have at running back, but you just can't seem to get it going?
Yeah, I mean, we love our running backs, and we love our, you know, our guys. We haven't been able to have that consistent, sustaining, you know, run game that really will help Kellen as we continue to work on it and get better at it to be able to, you know, call the game. You know, I think I know he approached that game knowing who we were playing with the pass rush those guys had. I know he wanted to be able to control that game and be able to be in manageable, you know, down distances so we could, you know, sustain drives and go. And you know, it's hard when you're going out there and you have, have a couple things that derail you. And so he's just got to keep plugging along. He was in one of the best environments as far as being able to call the game a year ago. And, you know, that's what we're really not that far away. It may not feel that way or look that way, but we got really good coaches on the staff. Our O-line coaches are guys that have been successful everywhere they've been. They know how to motivate their guys. You know, JT's coached some great backs, and, you know, AK's had some of his greatest years under him. We just got to keep plugging along and being, you know, very, very resilient in our approach and just keep doing what we need to do. And, like, I really believe that, you know, if we don't lose our focus that way, we will get the results we're looking for by the as the year goes on.
Now, Scott, two-part question here before I let you run. The tight end position. Now, Juwan Johnson, he catches the touchdown pass. But I always say that was a quarterback's best friend. I remember Hobie Brennan and John Tice. They ran like a 4.8 40. But they could block their ass off, and they would get open, maybe not much yak, but would always catch it and could always do their job. But how can, like, the Rams utilize, like, four tight ends, 10 catches, 114 yards? You might say, well, Stafford and his expertise and Coach McVay. But why? I don't think we utilize. I think you might be old school enough. Why don't we utilize the tight end more? And then another part of that question, because the Saints fans remember with Drew Brees, Sean Payton, the screenplay. Pierre Thomas was the poster child, the coaching clinic tape, how you run a screen. And I think Kamara could do that. We had Reggie Bush, we had Darren Sproles. Well, we don't run like the slow down of pass rush, maybe that screenplay or utilizing the tight ends more. I want you to elaborate on that.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it, but those are some areas we're going to really focus. You know, we got this game this week. We're focused on things that I know will help improve us, just because I've listened to Kellen talk through all these things, and he sees the value in tight ends. If you know, you really watch Kellen's, you know, his career, tight ends have been a big part of his system, and you know, I think that's something we'll continue to work to expand on. And you know, I think the other part is this is the screen game. That's a good point. With you playing these elite pass rushers this week, you know, the screen game can be effective, and those are things that you know, we talk about, and we'll be talking about you know, this week, and then when we get to our bye week, I'm sure we'll revisit a lot of things that we're going to really hone in on and see what fits for us as we finish the remainder of the season.
Well, Coach, it's a tough profession. When you're a head coach, you're a head coach kind of, you know, in waiting, always waiting to get fired. But it's always about the people around you, right? I mean, so when you were the head coach at the Rams, when you got let go, Jim Haslett took over as interim. Your defensive coordinator, also with him, was Rick Venturi. He took over for Jim Mora here in 96 when Mora left the job. And now you're coaching with Chase Haslett, his son.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it is
just goes round and round,
right? It's just, but I mean, it's because it's who you trust, it's who you've worked with, it's what you know. I mean, there's no real question there. I was just like, wow, look at all these people. I mean, you go with what you know.
That's right. No, it's a great profession. We don't have you know, perfect days every week, but we have a perfect profession in our view. We love it.
All right, Scott. We appreciate it. Scott Linehan, Senior Offensive Assistant. Good luck in Carolina. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, Bobby J. Give us a victory, man, whatever it takes. I mean, we may need you to come to Charlotte.
Well, yeah, to change up the mojo or something.
Yeah.
to tell you the truth, though, Hoss, I'm telling you, does the fans, they get to the point where is 3 or 4 wins going to make a difference versus whether we win one game? They truly looking into the future right now, and that you don't want that to happen, but we're right there right now.
We will find out. Thank you, Bobby. As always, we will take a break, come back, talk with Mike Dettillier, Monday Night Football, NFC South, and the Saints' next opponent, which is one and the same. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back, Mike Haas, and we go back out to the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi, where Mike Dettillier joins us. And obviously, we didn't spend a lot of time talking to Kellen Moore and Scott Linehan about the trade deadline, because I listened to Kellen Moore this afternoon at the press conference. And, you know, that'll be a decision that'll be made by Mickey and the, you know, and Kellen will be involved. But, you know, we'll have to wait till tomorrow. The deadline is 3:00. Ain't nobody stopping anybody from trading. The Eagles have already picked up 3 players. So you can see who are going to be the buyers and sellers. Would you be surprised if the Saints stay pat tomorrow, Mike?
No, I think they'll have a deal. Now, if it's multiple is where I come into play here. That I think, but they'll have at least one deal. And already, like later tonight, the Titans – a team in a similar situation. The Saints, they traded off Draymond Jones to the Baltimore Ravens. You know, so I do think you see teams contending. And I told this to Bob, that to me, what's really out there, everybody's looking for cover corner, pass rusher. That's what every team in the NFL,
the
I don't
Eagles
care
did.
Who you are.
Jalen Phillips, Alexander, and Michael Carter.
Boom. All across the board. And you think about Draymond. Okay, he gets dealt. Another guy. Everybody's looking for those type of guys. And I do think, Mike, there'll probably be a deal involving the Saints. If it'd be multiple deals, no. That would surprise me if it's more than one.
And so their next opponent, Carolina, comes off of the win at Green Bay. If I never see those Green Bay uniforms again,
that's ugly.
I will be fine with that. It was a weird game. Bryce Young, 11 of 20, one pick, 102 yards, but Rico Dowdle, 130, two touchdowns. Dowdle's got 735, 520 plus, 240 plus along the 53. Man, and now, you know, teams are, you got to, they're just going to run it at you until you stop it.
I was talking to Jake DeLome before the season. He was like, Mike, because I asked him, tell me one thing that the Panthers can do good on offense. He's like, Mike, I don't know about the pitch and catch part of the game. We'll see how that evolves because they have some new pieces there with McMillan, and then you use the first round pick or early second round pick on a wideout. But he said, one thing they can do is run the football. He said they've spent a lot of money on their guards. They sort of try to build this similar to how Sean Payton had built the Saints early on with a lot of emphasis on the guard positions. Because, I mean, with Bryce, what he is, 5'10 and a half, 5'11, somewhere in that range. Yeah, and so you got a guy that can throw the football, but you got to get rid of it quick. He said, Mike, the one thing they can do is run the ball. And to get Rico Dowdle away from the Cowboys and how he's been not a good back, he has been a very good back for the Panthers, a workhorse guy. And, Mike, I wouldn't have guessed that. I'll be honest with you. I always thought he was a really good number two back in the NFL. But I'd have never thought he'd have put up the type numbers you're seeing in a lot of that. And I'll take nothing away from Rico. A lot of that is, man, they moving people off the line of scrimmage. And they had the Packers defense on their heels. But really what looked good yesterday, the Panthers defense. Man, they befuddled Jordan Love from one play to the next. They were all over them. And again, with the Packers, I said this before, they a play with your food type team. They got talent, but they almost like one of my grandkids. They play with that food all over. They knock it over, whatever. And then, but when they want to eat something or they want to play well, man, they are as good as anybody in the NFC. The problem is you rarely see that. We saw it the Sunday night. They played with their food all over the place against the Steelers in the first half. The second half, man, they got all over the Steelers who couldn't do anything against them. And then they shellacked the Colts this past week.
Yeah, and so we had a texter that said, come on, man, let's get to the ball game. And we're about to get to the ball game. Arizona 2-5, Dallas 3-4-1. And here's what we know. Other than Arizona, this is a bad year to get the NFC West when you're playing that division.
Yeah, and man, and they match up well against the Cowboys. They really have, and throughout the years. They've played them well. No Kyler Murray, no surprise. So you got Jacoby Brissett, and that's where either it stops or goes with them. Because Jacoby's always been that type player. Either he's really hot or he's really cold. There's not a lot of in-between, Mike, with it. The Cowboys' offense is really good, but the Cardinal defense has matched up well against them. I think this is a tight game. I like the Cowboys in this game, but I think it's really close. Between the two, and man, the Cardinals got some issues, and let's see, they got a lot of players that on the defensive side have been hurt. I think Walter Nolan just got activated, their first round pick. He got hurt before training camp, misses all of training camp, all of preseason. What are we like halfway into the season?
Yeah.
He just got activated from a calf injury.
Yeah, kind of like Chase Young, right? I mean, those calf injuries. Man, sometimes look at the difference Chase Young has made, right? I mean, if he'd have been here from week one,
He'd have put up some nice numbers going up against some of the quarterbacks you played early on.
I
think Chase Young, man, you can see when he's healthy, man, he's got some talent. Very few guys have because he's really a power player. He's not a speed guy. He's a power player that makes a bunch of plays when he's in that groove.
We will see how it all goes in Carolina. Michael, as always, appreciate your time.
Thank you, Hoss. Appreciate it, buddy.
Mike Dettelier, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. It will be the Saints and Carolina. My thanks to Charlie Long in the booth. And because I'm never around on November 3rd, a special happy birthday to my wife, Betty Ann, and her identical twin, Carolyn. Happy birthday to you both. We will see you next week after the Saints take on the Carolina Panthers. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.